Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Our guest today is Rob K.S., a prolific Duluth artist finishing up his studies here at UMD. Rob has been a longtime KUMD DJ, and I'm thrilled to have him on the program today. Rob's senior art show, opening Tuesday, April 5th, will be up through the week. It's a don't-miss show at the Tweed Museum here on the UMD campus. It's called Exercises in Style. It'll be in the student gallery, on display for just 1 week. Rob joined us for a sit-down about his new show.
My name is Rob K.S., and I consider myself a drawer. I've become convinced that the basis of my artistic practice is in drawing. This project, it's called Exercises in Style, and I always thought picking a title would be really hard, and it is. And so, but either way, this project started as five foot by five foot paintings. So I took them off the stretcher bars. Me and my dad and a friend cut them up into about 418 6-inch by 6-inch squares. I had all of these. I had a massive amount of these, and I kind of had an image of how I wanted them displayed, but I didn't know what to do. Anyways, I'm very interested in the circle and the calligraphic mark, and especially because it ties in the Zen Buddhist idea of the Enso, which is the circle that is not only a daily practice for some people, but calligraphers at one point used the circle to sign their work. So it was multiple people signing with the same, aspiring to do the exact same signature, but because they aspired to do the same and have this repetition, it actually exhumed their individuality, which I just think that's a crazy idea, because we're always trying to be different, but a lot of times when we try to be the same, we can better grasp the individuality that we actually have. I went through an editing process and edited it down to 99 individual canvases, because at the time, or I'm interested in this book by Raymond Queneau from 1947 called Exercises in Style, which is where the show gets its name. And the book actually deals with this two-paragraph story that Queneau wrote that is very banal. It's mundane. It's about a guy on the bus who bumps into another guy, and then later that day, the guy who got bumped into sees the other guy on the street, and the guy is talking about how he wants to get a button on his collar so that he can button up his coat. And he rewrites it 99 different ways, changing style and syntax. And he writes one where he doesn't use the letter E and just things like that. And so he compiles 99. And I like it because it's a way to talk about not doing away with rules, but instead a society that proliferates rules, so that we have more things to, more ways to communicate instead of just pure freedom. You want actually more rules. So I was thinking about that, and so I picked 99, and so they'll be displayed on the floor in a grid. I like this idea of the mondegreen, which is just kind of like a more recent linguistic term, but it's when people misappropriate like song lyrics, basically. You hear one thing and then you think it's another thing. And so I kind of like the idea of when you go through life and you just see something and you're like, oh, that's cool. And then you try to make a drawing of it, but then it's always kind of wrong, you know? There's a push and pull between wanting to make things that are beautiful and visually appealing and making things that are interesting, which does not necessarily mean that they would be beautiful or have anything to do with aesthetics. It seems that the handwriting is something, to me, is more like a Jackson Pollock painting, in it can be just beautiful as a remnant of some action. So it can be in its simplicity painfully complex and achingly beautiful. And so I question how I could do that. And I usually only think that that kind of beauty can come from some sort of accident. So I like having that as being like, okay, I did something beautiful. Now my art, it doesn't necessarily have to look that good. But, you know, it's just going to be interesting.
Again, Rob's show will be on display at the Tweed Museum of Art here on the UMD campus up through the week. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. For more information about the work of Rob K.S. or for info about his show, Or to listen again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome questions or comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.